Hello, this is Chris from 60 Minutes With. I'm recording my first music episode. At this point in time, Dave hasn't come up with a name yet for this music project. So I'm not sure what to call it. I guess I'll just start off and just keep talking. But when Dave floated this idea about sort of doing a 20 to 30 minute show talking about some of our favourite albums from growing up or from our lives, it immediately caught my imagination, and I just thought, because I don't listen to new music anymore, I'd be honest, I kind of live in the past, I suppose, as a lot of people do. And so this kind of really made me think, this is great, because I can talk about music that I love and loved, you know, growing up. And it's going to be slightly different to what Dave and Tina, I would imagine, and Steve come up with, because my background, you know, growing up was, well, when I was a kid, it was like bands like A-ha, you know, and pop music like that, I guess. But then as I started to grow up and get a bit older, sort of like into the early to mid-90s, obviously grunge was a big thing. So, you know, some of the bands that I loved were grunge bands. So, sorry, Dave, I know you hate that shit, but, you know, that's kind of like where I'm coming from, I guess. And then more eclectic music into dance as I started to get into that, and like a lot of soundtracks, like movie soundtracks. So I think that between us, you know, the four of us, we're going to have a lot of incredible music to talk about. And I was kind of like thinking, oh, it's like I'm a kid in a candy store here, because there's loads of albums that I used to listen to when I was younger. So where do I start? You know, I could start with something like from Soundgarden, from Alice in Chains, from Nirvana, you know, just stuff like that. But then I think, well, they're quite mainstream, you know, there's quite a lot that's been said about those bands already. So I thought, I'll start with a British band, and it kind of got me thinking about my first ever gig as well. My first ever like musical gig, and watching a band live, apart from like bands that I saw with my dad as a kid. I think my first ever band that I saw was maybe Lindisfarne, believe it or not, because my dad loved them. I remember going to the Civic Hall to watch them. But no, the first band that I suppose I ever went to as an adult, if you like, I'm not sure how old I was when I first saw them, was a band called Stiltskin. Now, I was quite into rock music, as I said, growing up, and, you know, one of the first albums I listened to, I remember it now, like, I stood in my bedroom, I'm listening to all like, this pop music shit, and then my mate chucks me Master of Puppets by Metallica, and Live After Death by Iron Maiden, and that just opened up a whole new world of music to me. And so, but this band Stiltskin were best known for a single that was attached to a Levi's jeans advert, and the song was called Inside. And I mean, it was, I suppose you could argue that this band were a one hit wonder, because they did get to number one with that single in 94, and it I suppose it opened up all sorts of doors for them. But it probably is the song that they are best known for. And rightly so, because it's a fucking good song. It really is a good song, you know. Proper, get you into the, you know, get your blood pumping, and get you in the mood, get you shaking your head. But I think there's a bit more to Stiltskin than probably people give them credit for. So I'm going to talk about their debut album, The Mind's Eye, which was released in 1994. And the other thing that I'm not going to go into massive amounts of detail and facts and figures and everything else, because, like, you know, I've got their, they released three albums from what I understand, but I've only got one of their albums, and so I'm not going to go into loads of stuff about the band or whatever. I'm not massive fans of them, but being my first ever gig that I went to, and even now, like, listening to this album today, as I have done, which is the first time in a long time, I think it's got a lot more to it than just the single, Inside. People might also know Stiltskin because of Ray Wilson, who's the lead vocalist, because he went on to join Genesis for a period of time, which at the time, because I was like a bit of a fan of Stiltskin, I guess, when they kind of wound up in 96, and then, you know, he went on. So I had a passing interest in how he did in with Genesis. You know, I wanted him to do well, obviously, being a bit of a fan, but yeah. So Inside got to number one, 7th of May, 1994. And as I say, it's from the album The Mind's Eye, which has a running time of 40 minutes and 24 seconds. Quite a lean running time, I guess you would say. Listening back to this, it struck me that although it is quite rocky, I suppose to a certain extent, it also reminds me a lot of bands like Simple Minds. You know, it's got that. His vocals are quite raspy, and the actual lyrics, when you listen to them, they've got a bit of a hook, you know, there's a bit of a catch to them, which kind of makes, for me anyway, makes them stick in my mind. So I'll start off with the intro, which is track one, which is, you know, it's like 30 odd seconds long. It just kind of eases you into the music. There's no vocals as such. And then we kick off and we go straight into Scared of Ghosts, which, again, is a great way to demonstrate, you know, the raspy vocals. And that's probably sounding like I'm doing him a disservice, but I don't mean to. But, you know, Wilson's got like kind of a distinctive sound, and it suits it, you know. And it does kick off with a bang, this song, Scared of Ghosts, but it kind of takes its time as well. You know, there's quiet moments. It's not just heavy for the sake of it. It's quite melodic, and it has got a really good finale. And you know, and again, some of the lyrics kind of stick with you, because he kind of repeats over, you know, don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid, I hear you, and which is cool. I like that, you know, because it kind of gives the song, for me anyway, a little bit more depth. Track three, Horse, as I'm possibly sounding a little bit now, but this is actually spelt horse as in the actual animal that you would sit on. And this is kind of a change in pace. You know, I suppose you've had the heavy guitar and, you know, I suppose heavy vocals to a quiet, almost haunting start, until the actual meme, the main beat starts, and then, you know, you get the guitars kick in. But again, it's kind of like the song's laced with, like, again, this haunting sort of almost dreamlike quality. And again, I like the lyrics, you know, because he kind of like, he repeats over, I don't want to be responsible, you know, I don't want to be responsible. And, you know, he's sort of like shouting almost like, look at me now, which again, I think is cool. You know, I really do like the sort of the way that the songs are built. And it's not just like, you know, mind, don't get me wrong, I'm sort of like not buying into the lyrics so that I'm almost thinking too much about them, but there's enough there to make you think about the song, which I really do like. Number four, track four, is Rest in Peace, and this is more of a quiet affair, I guess, again, and it's like almost an acoustic song, I guess, compared to the previous ones. It's got great lyrics, you know. It's a nice way to show off the lead singer's range a little bit, I guess, to a certain extent, because it's quite, you know, melodic, but also there's a part of the song where he shouts out almost like it's like he's not screaming, so it's like not melodic. But he's kind of like screaming some of the, you know, like it's, how can I, like an anguished kind of like scream, you know. he screams, you know, each night I wake up smoking and my eyes start to sing. You know, wish I could keep them open when the trees start to sing. That's a bit goofy, I guess. But I like a lot of the lyrics. You know, do you lie back and think of England as they start to shout in your face? You know, it's cool. I really do like this song. And I think this is probably where we're going to start off. Dave said that we get to play one or two songs, but this is possibly my second favourite song on the album. So we're going to play a little bit of Rest in Peace.
Night I taste the silence of the words in my throat. Each day we hide in laughter when they turn round and float. Do you lie back and think of England as they shout in your face? Stand up and give them flowers, Mary full of grace. Temper's out of control again. There's an itch in my soul again. If I scratch it, I'll rest in peace. Each day I'm in the future of a net curtain past. Each day I'm out of pocket. Time didn't last. Each night I wake up smoking and my eyes start to sting. Wish I could keep them open when the trees start to sing. Temper's out of control again. There's an itch in my soul again. If I scratch it, I'll rest in peace. Out of control again. There's an itch in my soul again. If I scratch it, I'll rest in peace. If I scratch it, I'll rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Hope you enjoyed that. It's probably my second favourite song on the album. I sort of had to think, well, which song shall I pick? You know, there's a clear song that I am going to pick, but then some of the others. There are some good songs on this, but I think that's probably one of my favourites. Track 5 is Footsteps, and again you get back to a sort of heavier start, but again there are quiet moments sort of making it seem more powerful. You know, it kicks you in the nuts almost with when it gets going. And this was the second single that they released, which charted to number 34. So I think, you know, their sort of popularity after Inside was starting to wane a little bit, which I guess is to be expected. But it's great, you know. It's got a catchy chorus. It sticks with you, you know. And I'm, you know, walking in your footsteps. I used to walk by your side. How could you leave me? You know, it's on the very edge of suicide. So, and it sounds quite heavy, I guess. But it's not like down and depressing kind of heavy, but I like it. I do like it. I think it's a good song. On to track 6, you've got a song called Sunshine and Butterflies, which you wouldn't necessarily associate with sort of a rock band, I guess. It doesn't sound very rocky. But again, this one's as close as you're going to get to a ballad, I would say, on the album. But again, it's got some great lyrics. And, you know, he sort of like, he repeats, they won't be here anymore. And it's almost like he's kind of talking about days gone by and things that were there and have now gone. And it's a nice song. It's a nice song. And then I suppose you get onto the main event, which is the song that made them famous, with track 7, which is Inside. So I mean, this is the song that got you going. And even now, I think the lyrics are fantastic. I think that it's got a fucking killer riff, absolutely killer riff. And you know, but again, it's similar in its theme as some of the other songs, that it's got moments of quiet, but then that amazing riff just kicks everything off. And it's no wonder that this song made them famous, because it is fantastic. It's still a great song, a really great rock song. Great lyrics, powerful sound, you can't help but shake your head, and you know, it's like they struck gold with this song. Absolutely fantastic. But we're not going to play it now. I'll save it till the end to keep you interested. Track 8, entitled An Illusion. Again, this one kind of reminded me, it had shades of Simple Minds. Not for the first time, as I said, so the other songs are kind of laced with that kind of Simple Minds, almost, you know, I suppose, feeling. It's always tough to follow up an amazing song, you know, like Inside is. So, but you know, this is good. It's decent. It's a decent track. Number 9 is America. And again, you know, listen to the lyrics. It's of the band's commentary on America, I guess. It's a decent song. It's got, you know, the distinctive sound of the album in general. The last but one track is called When My Ship Comes In, and again, it's a quieter number compared to some of the other crunching guitars of before, but it's got a really great driving beat, and yeah, it's again a decent track. And then finally, the track's called Prayer Before Birth. And this follows on straight away from the previous track, and it's an instrumental, which rounds the album off nicely. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that this was the first band that I ever went to see live, and it was in Wolverhampton Civic Hall. And I remember I'd bought the album from a place called Mike Lloyd's Megastore in Wolverhampton, which is sadly no longer with us, and he used to be able to buy, you know, tickets from for gigs and stuff like that, and there was none of that booking fee bullshit that you get now. One of the bands, I think it was Bonfire, I went to see with Dave and Ty Ketto, and they said that there was a booking fee if you pay by card, like £2.53. I was like, okay. So I went to get the cash, and I got the cash from the bank, but I didn't do it straight away. I left it like a couple of days until I got paid, and went back, and guess what? They changed their policy, so that even with cash payments, there was a fucking booking fee. I mean, that's disgusting, absolutely. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, seeing Stiltskin with my friends, I say back in 1994, and it was at the Civic or Wolfram Hall. I forget which. It wouldn't have been the Civic Hall, because that's quite a big venue. So I'd imagine it would have been the Wolfram Hall. And it was a shame, because there weren't that many people there. I distinctly remember there not being that many people there. Which was a shame, you know, because I thought that they were a fantastic band. But, you know, still. And I just remember them being absolutely fantastic. I'd have been 18 years old, and getting close to the lead singer, because again, there weren't that many people there, so you could get really close to the front of the the sort of the stage, if you like, and they weren't on a stage. They were like sort of like on the same level as you were almost. And I remember that that Wilson got very close to the crowd, you know, because even though there weren't that many people there, and I seem to remember there were a few kids there because they, like I say, people turned up just to listen to them play inside. He got close to the crowd, and he got the crowd involved, which I really appreciated at the time. And again, you know, I'd say it's a long fucking time ago, and it still sticks in my mind. So, Stiltskin, I thought, were a fantastic band at the time. I really enjoyed The Mind's Eye. I still enjoy it now. I still think it's a very good album. It got a couple of standout tracks on there. Got some really good songs. Got some, you know, average songs, I'd say. It's not a classic album. It's not one of those that every single track is amazing or anything like that. But it's got its meaning to me. It's special to me for, like I said, a few reasons. And I think it's fantastic. But I'm going to round this up now, and I'm going to finish off with Inside, because it is a fantastic song, and what better way to finish off my debut music podcast, if you like, my episode, whatever you want to call it, whatever Dave's going to call it, not quite sure yet, with an amazing track that hopefully people may go out and check out this album as a result. But if not, even if you just listen back to this song, because I don't think you hear it very often these days, and it's a fucking good song. So anyway, check us out at 60minuteswith.co.uk, at 60minuteswith on Twitter. I'm at dastardlyjabby, and we'll see you again with more of these amazing music shows and more amazing entertainment and interview shows. And check out the website, because there's always something fucking amazing on there. So take care, see you soon.
Postcard in the shooting yard, looking through the tears. out of the black slate time. We move in line, but never reach an end. Falling along straight down as the ice comes down, rivers start to bend. And did you think that I've been losing my way? That's because I'm staggered blinded. And if you think that I don't make too